It is the Corwell Health Drive for Life Invitational here at the beautiful Oakland Hills Country Club that is going to be hosting 8 USGA events over the next, I don't even know, my quick math here isn't very quick. I want to say 27 years, and it's great. And being on the heels of the U.S. Open yesterday, what a wonderful venue. Couldn't have picked a better place and a better cause to be here at Oakland Hills. Anthony Bellino filling in for Paul W. Smith here on Focus on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, 760 WJR. And last week, you may have been listening to Sports Wrap with myself and Lomas Brown. We were at an event called Thrilla Gives at the Palazzo Grande, and I sat down at this table with my new uncle, Tony Rubino, because obviously anybody that's older than me automatically becomes my uncle. And Uncle Tony sits me down at this table, and we're sitting there. Lomas and I were eating and meeting and greeting and doing all of these things. And he said, I want to introduce you to the general. I said, the general? He said, yes, we have a general here. And I said, well, my goodness. So we get to talking, and what do you know? Retired Brigadier General Doug Slocum, former Air Wing Commander for the 127th Fighter Group at Selfridge Air National Guard Base, is sitting right there. We get to talking. He's got a book out. And I said, you know what? I have just the right opportunity to talk about this book. Let's do it on Focus on Monday. He, of course, agreed, and he joins us now. General, first and foremost, my friend, thank you for taking the time to join us. How are you this Monday?
Anthony, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Life is good. I have no complaints. It's warm. It's 96 degrees out. The sun is out. We're at Oakland Hills. You're on the telephone. Nothing could be better right now. Life is good, my friend. Let's dive right into the book, Violent Positivity, A Fighter Pilot's Journey, Leadership Lessons on Caring for People. Where did this all spawn from, this idea that, you know what, I need to put my thoughts down, put pen to paper. I need to start writing.
That's an outstanding question. I was actually blessed with a great 35-year career flying fighter jets and meeting and dealing with some of the most amazing men and women you'd ever want to meet. And some of the stories that came out of that, I just absolutely thought needed to be put down in writing, put on record. I've had some amazing, fantastic opportunities. And I wrote the book, you know, to kind of put it down on paper, but also as like I dedicated the book to my daughter, for the very reasons of just wanting her to know what her dad went through in my life.
Well, happy Father's Day to you then as well. I know I'm a day late, but it still counts, right? Well, I'm in the 24-hour window. But during your 35 years of service, you know, it goes on to talk about your innovation of programs for safety, organizational culture, suicide prevention, resiliency, and more. Take us into that world.
Oh, and fantastic. The cover, you know, is a nice picture of me with an A-10. You know, it looks great. The graphic artist did wonderful work. But really, the highlights of my career had to do with caring for people. Just the opposite. When you think of a warrior, mine was about making sure that people got home safely every night. I had bosses that were fantastic in giving me enough rope to be able to do what I needed to do. And we were able to innovate programs in safety. I ended up writing a program, taking what we did as pilots and applying it to maintenance, ended up adopted by the whole Air Force, other Air Forces around the world, medical, nuclear power industry, manufacturing. And I ended up spending a bulk of my career traveling, teaching, talking about leadership. And, you know, once again, just getting to meet these wonderful men and women as part of that process. There's so many great things that happened in stories that, you know, I started to write. It worked. It ended up being a 4-year-long project to make this all happen, but I was excited when it finally did.
When you were, all right, I'm writing this down, and whether it's handwritten or it's typed out, what's the next phase in the process of, you know what, let's put this into a book. Now who do I call to get a book published? What do I do next?
Well, that is a fantastic, that kind of was part of the story in its own right. Because when I got done with the book, I started calling publishers. And believe it or not, a lot of publishers did not want to publish the title that I'd come up with for the book. I have always referred to my leadership style as violent positivity. And there was a lot of publishers that said they don't want to see that word violent. You know, I would need to change the title. Well, my introductory chapter starts with a phrase in italics that says, you can't do that. And I said, that phrase has driven me to do more in my life than anything else. So when publishers said, you can't do that, I said, guess what? Watch this. I ended up self-publishing. So it was a self-publishing lesson. It's great how we're able to do that. And I think it worked out very well.
throughout this book, that was there anything that came across as you were writing down? Obviously, you had a plan of attack and how you wanted to structure the stories you wanted to include, maybe what got cut and ended up on the editor's floor, as they like to say. But was there anything that surprised you that just kind of came to your mind and you thought, oh, my goodness, I have to add this, and I wasn't even planning on it?
No, I wouldn't phrase it that way. What was interesting is I kind of wanted to go with what I was teaching and tell the stories. And it really didn't flow the way that I would do it normally with public speaking. I had to rearrange it chronologically. So a lot more of it became a autobiography.
Than, I like that.
Yeah, and it's why it took such a long time, because as I started writing, it's like, I know what it's like to get on stage to talk to people, but this was different. And it ended up being, like I said, it was never intended that way, but it came out a lot more of an autobiography.
And as where I lived for a long period of my life down in Toledo, Ohio, there was the 180th, right? And the 180th, you knew when they were out exercising, right? You knew when they were out flying around, because the sound alone. And I would always think to myself, like, you know, here I know that they're just flying over, they're doing some things, and they're just working. But you know, across the world, that sound means I don't know, maybe a lot more and is much different. To many people, when they hear the sound of a fighter jet, my question is, do you miss hopping in the plane in that role?
To some degree, yes. Like I said, I was blessed to spend 35 years doing that. So in a way, I feel like I've had my opportunity, but it's great. When we had the Air Force Thunderbirds here, it was almost like a flashback. I felt like I could just hop in one of those F-16s and just go from rote memory. But, you know, the 180th is one of the many of our Air National Guard units around the country that just do great work. They fly F-16s. And sure enough, you know, they have a tendency to make a little noise, but to me, it's the most glorious sound. And if you get near them, it's a wonderful smell, too.
General Slocum, people can find your book all over the place. Obviously, Amazon, most people are on there. Violent Positivity, A Fighter Pilot's Journey, Leadership Lessons on Caring for People. You know, they always say that you come across people, you know, and you meet for a reason. And I really do feel like that conversation last week at the Thrilla brought me to you, or you to me, whatever it is. And we were, you know, obviously able to meet for a purpose. A portion of that purpose is to talk about this book here on this very show. But my friend, it was an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much, and I know I'll be dialing your number soon.
Anthony, thank you so much. And like you said, for any further information, violentpositivity.com has links to everything. Thank you for the opportunity to talk today, and I look forward to round two.
violentpositivity.com. That is the website. He is General Doug Slocum, former Air Wing Commander for the 127th. There at Selfridge Air National Guard Base. We'll step aside when we return here on Focus with Paul W. Smith. The doctor, Nina Deckney, will join us, Section Chief and Breast Surgery Fellowship Director at the Marilyn and Walter Wolpin Breast Center. She'll join us next. Coming to you live from Oakland Hills Country Club, the Corwell Health Drive for Life Invitational rolls along with Focus after this.